For this month's Dorito Story Hour, we'll be reading a communique entitled To Lady Civil Society. It was written in February 1996 by Subcomandante Marcos, and it was addressed to the National and International Civil Society. The alleged Zapatista prisoners, in prison because they are alleged and because they are Zapatistas. And prisons are those who want a free, just, and democratic country. Free are the presumptuous, corrupt ones, free to be corrupt and to be presumptuous. Free are those who sold a nation's freedom, those who mock justice, those who define democracy as that's bullshit. The alleged Zapatista prisoners, imprisoned by Mexican soldiers who decorate their service records with the expulsion of the inhabitants of Guadalupe Tepeyac, with the destruction of Prado, with the demolition of the Library of the Aguas Calientes, by Mexican soldiers like those who spend their salary on the prostitutes that their superiors administer, Mexican soldiers who do not understand why the children of Guadalupe Tepeyac insult each other, they call their offenders soldiers, by Mexican soldiers like those in the crews of the three helicopters that disappeared in January 1996 without a trace, by Mexican soldiers like Mexican soldiers who from the ranks of the Federal Army realized they were deceived. For years they were taught that their duty was to defend the homeland, and now they find themselves pursuing indigenous people, like themselves, in Chiapas, Tabasco, Guerrero, Veracruz, Oaxaca, Hidalgo, Michoacán, Jalisco, and in any state of the Federation suspected of being a place where poor Mexicans reside. But didn't the politicians tell them that it was a question of only one group of transgressors of the law, whose strength was limited to four municipalities? Didn't they teach them that the one they called General, last name Cardenas, first name Lazaro, returned to Mexico what belonged to it? From the news, the Mexican soldiers find out that the oil wells they are taking in Tabasco will not be for Mexicans, but for a client with a different flag than the one with the eagle devouring a serpent. From the news, they find out that the oil profits that are the goal of Operation Rainbow in La Condona already have a destination, and that the future owner speaks a language foreign to this history of these soils. From the news, they learn that the U.S. government is militarizing the border with Mexico, while they, the Mexican soldiers, are ordered to militarize the borders of Mexico with Mexico. From the news, they learn that the Commander-in-Chief, Mr. President, is getting the highest homage that Europe bestows upon a salesman. Mexican soldiers begin to question what they are doing persecuting Mexicans. Where did the homeland and its history go? Where did honor and shame go? But we weren't talking about soldiers. At least we weren't talking about soldiers armed with guns, or with sticks, says Dorito, who insists that the boots are the problem. We were talking about Lady Civil Society, and of how, when no one knew what to do, I'm talking about politicians and members of the military, regardless of their leanings and uniform. She knew what to do, and surprise, she did it. When the time and smell of gunpowder and blood, salty like sweat, had passed, and after we sent those letters to National and International Civil Society, someone wrote to me, and among other things, asked me why we insisted so much in addressing civil society, since it was an entity that didn't exist. For those in power, what cannot be accounted for doesn't exist, says my other self, who has a flair for axioms and skepticism, and that we were naive to hope for something from civil society, that it could never achieve, the transition to democracy. Well, I told myself, because I didn't even answer the letter in writing, we have never hoped that civil society will achieve the transition to democracy. What we have hoped for, and still hope for, is that civil society may achieve something somewhat more complicated and indefinable as herself, a new world. The difference between now and then is that now we want to participate along with her in that dream that may deliver us from the nightmare. We don't seek to direct her, but neither to follow her. We want to go with her, march by her side. Are we hopelessly naive? Maybe, but against realist cynicism, naivety may produce, for example, a January 1st, and just look at the heap of dreams brought about by January 1st. So you have nothing to lose. Lady Civil Society and the Zapatistas share the contempt that big politicians have for us. We share an undefinable face and a diffuse name. Why not share a dream? Believe me, no matter what happens when we awake, it'll always be better, infinitely better, than the nightmare we are now suffering. Well then, allow me to salute through these letters those men and women who are Zapatista political prisoners. Allow me to salute their determination and their dignity. Allow me to salute the indigenous people of Chiapas, those men and women who have preferred a dignified example to a comfortable surrender. But above all, allow me to salute Lady Civil Society, the men and women who do not exist, who have no name, who are without a face. Allow me to thank them for existing, for having a little known name and having a face like any other. Allow me to give them a present, not a promise nor an intention, a flower, yes, a red flower. Red not for blood or for ideas. Red just because I didn't find any other. Red because it's the color the moon turns when she blushes, full-faced, if she looks at herself in the mountain's mirror and the mountain gives her a back. As well, the best image of herself. A red flower that carefully considered is also a promise and an intention. Vale, salud. And may the red flower never lack water or hope. From the mountains of the Mexican southeast, Subcomandante Insurgente Marcos. P.S. That polemicizes. Dorito has shown enthusiasm about the red flower. He proposes a carnation that goes well with knight errantry, in addition to bullfighting. My other self is more traditional and leans towards roses. I say that there is no rose or carnation that can equal that moon that blooms up above, nor a gift bigger than the one that, without possessing it, we already have.
Esas son las consecuencias, no sé dónde va a parar otro guerrillero más.